This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed? Hey, it's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. Let me give out the phone number for those who'd like to call in and talk to medical doctor, Dr. Norm Sheely. And if you'd like to go to his website, normsheely.com, normsheely.com. And our call-in line, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Sheely, this is as close to your broadcast as we can get. We've got Rick in West Central Florida on the line. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, Vince, how you doing today?
The reason I said this is as close to Dr. Sheely's broadcast as we can get. I've been in the studio where Dr. Sheely broadcasts at a local radio station here in Springfield, Missouri. And callers are lined up, ready to go before the broadcast starts. And Dr. Sheely says, I'm Dr. Norm Sheely, and you can be on the air. And Jody, welcome. It's as fast as that. So, Rick, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Sheely. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Norm. Can I call you Norm, man?
Well, of course.
All right, buddy.
If I could call you Rick.
Well, that'd be fine with me.
I got it. What's up?
Pardon me? I have a two-part question. Sorry, with the delay, we're stomping on each other.
Go ahead, Rick.
Okay. First, I want to do a shout-out to Ed McVinny down there in South Florida. I hope he got his lifeboat out last night, man. They got slammed. And if you go to IntelliCast and check out the weather, you'll see that we got a 200-mile-wide storm getting ready to come up here and smack us in the face. So I don't think we're getting much sleep around here. And let me see. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Mike. Rick? Yeah, Rick. I sent you that email, but I had to send you two. And Ed, Ron Gibson, man, don't ever get sick no more. We can't do it without you, dude.
Yeah, by the way, he's doing USA Prepares on YouTube commercial free now.
Yeah, generally where I gotta get it if I you know I'm not awake and I catch it late and I can't get live. So we depend on you, Ron. Man, you're a blessing. You're like a national treasure and a hero.
He's a nice guy,
dude. Because we need you, man. And
yeah, hey, Rick. Rick,
yeah, let's get on to it. Callers are lined up, right?
Let's get into it very quickly. Go ahead, please.
Okie dokie. I had the same problem that Vince had, Norm, and I almost blew my colon out my sphincter, and I was wrapping my arms around my abdomen to keep from perforating probably my lower intestine, I do believe. And I came real close to it. But what I'm wondering is, being that I'm still having some pain, number one, is do you think that'll heal by itself, since how I didn't perforate and I really didn't do, you know, I don't think I really did a lot of damage to it. I mean, I was finding myself sitting on a chair arm to make sure that I didn't pass everything out my sphincter and blow my gut out through my gut at the same time from all the coughing fits from that chemtrail flu.
And when did this happen?
That was about 4 weeks before, or maybe 2 or 3 weeks before Vince got hit.
Okay, now, how much overweight are you?
Oh, man, I'm like recuperating from the cancer, man. That's the part two part of the question.
Okay.
But, yeah, and I can take, you know, I can grab all the answers to that off of YouTube later on. You know, you can answer it, and like, unless you want me to stick around.
No, you're not overweight, Ben.
No, I'm probably, if you stood me and Vince side by side, you'd think we were twins.
Okay. And you have been examined by your physician?
As a matter of fact, I see them too frequently, man.
Well, you know, I always, the one thing that physicians do best is make a diagnosis.
Right.
And so when you've got an acute thing, no matter what it is, I do recommend that a physician, you know, feel the abdomen and decide whether any kind of x-rays are necessary. Now, if it's still here 4 weeks after it happened, something is not right.
Okay, so what I did was I get my iodine from InfoWars. I don't like plugging anything for anybody, but if it works, I'm going to tell you, it works, okay? And I like the X2, and I doubled that, okay? Vince, do you check your vincent@usaprepares.com email?
Sometimes.
Now,
sometimes I do.
I sent you a few, so you might want to go back and check those out. Anyway, okay, so I take MHC mineral concentrate, and I doubled that from one dropper to two a day. I doubled my iodine from one dropper to two droppers a day. I increased my vitamin C from 2 to 6,000 I use, and I might even take that to 10. I incorporated my zinc, my selenium, it's orange, and, you know, right now I'm having brain complications. You know, when you're 59, you sort of slip into that realm of, where's your brain, especially since how you've been up since midnight watching the storm that developed an eye at 8:30 this morning. But anyway, so with everything that I'm taking, what I did was I doubled everything up for about 2 weeks. And I started seeing some relief on that, especially with, you know, the coughing going away and the rest of that. But when the coughing persisted for, you know, like after 2 weeks, I said, you know, I got to do something about this because I can't walk around holding my guts in and sitting on chair arms to keep from passing everything through my sphincter. And so I doubled my colloidal silver to 16 ounces a day, and I make my own at 20%. So I'd like
Rick,
to get stronger.
Rick,
yeah.
You're drifting all over the place. Honestly, I feel as if you must have a good examination by a physician.
Okay, but that's next week. But I found that worked, and it all cleared up, and I'm doing pretty good. And as long as I baby myself and don't do any strenuous things, I really don't have a problem. There's no tenderness or anything in my abdomen or anything from where I had that episode.
Well, I hope that it works out well next week, but this is the kind of situation, especially with your previous history, where you just shouldn't ignore this kind of thing.
Oh,
thing that physicians do best is make a diagnosis.
I knew it wasn't the cancer because the cancer was bladder kidney.
No, okay. I'm not worried about that. I just think you need to have a thorough physical exam.
Rick, what Dr. Shealy is saying is that you need to be physically examined one-on-one, where your physician can ask you questions and visibly look and see for him or herself what the situation is and maybe do some testing. Rick, hey, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. Dr. Shealy, sometimes it's difficult to for a medical doctor to diagnose and to understand what's happening over the phone, and I think that was one of those cases, don't you think?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the important thing is that once a physician has determined what's going on, you can take their advice or not, but it is important to get it done so you know, mm-hmm. because we are, as physicians, that is our forte, making a diagnosis. Treatment mm-hmm. is not necessarily forte.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about young people before the broadcast, and I was thinking back to a day when I was visiting a high school, and something that really stuck in my mind was the number of young people after school who were running for, running for exercise as directed by their coaches to get in better physical condition. And the thing that really surprised me was the number of these young high school children who were using inhalers in order to be able to run. So my question is there a potential for being addicted to these inhalers? So, you know, that you're short of breath once, and you get an inhaler, and you use it, and you go, wow, it really works great. And then next time you use it, and then pretty soon you're using not one inhalation, but two, and then pretty soon you're using it all day long because it's certainly more pleasant to breathe with less effort than with more effort. And so my question, Dr. Shealy, is are we at risk for taking the easy way out, using inhalers rather than something else?
Absolutely, Vin. And whether it's addiction or habit, there are withdrawal symptoms when people get habituated to something of that sort. I mean, basically, there are two major types of inhalers. One is with cortisone-like drugs, and the other is some kind of antihistamine or related drugs that stop or control the allergic reaction. And both of these are okay for short-term use, but long-term, they create problems.
Dr. Shealy, what kind of problems could someone develop as a result of long-term addiction or use of the inhalers? Can we talk about that when we come back?
What, you bet.
Are we talking about cancers? Are we talking about reduced lung capacity? Are we talking about kidney, liver problems? Where does this go, the overuse of inhalers? Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, rooftops. Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And Sheely and I are talking about inhalers, addiction to inhalers, and the overuse of inhalers. So, Dr. Sheely, what kinds of complications can result in the overuse of inhalers? What can we do to ourselves?
Well, the simple causes are a rapid heartbeat, headaches, and nervousness. The more complicated ones are severe infections, because of weakening of the immune system, and long-term chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. In other words, a COPD, which is severe scarring of the lungs. Other than that, they're not too bad.
So that's as an overuse of inhalers. You can give yourself COPD.
You bet. It may be more common today than smoking.
Wow. So, Dr. Sheely, I don't think many young people know this. And so what is the alternative to someone who has, you know, one of these young people who wants to be involved in track or volleyball or basketball but just can't catch his or her breath? Is there an exercise? Is there a diet regimen? Is there something that they can do to help themselves?
Well, yeah, there's several things. Number one would be autogenic training. Now, you've heard me speak this. I think I mention it almost every week. Mm-hmm. Autogenic training retrains the entire automatic, if you will, nervous system. Now, it takes 3 months of daily practice to get your nervous system retrained. So if you're not willing to do it 3 months, it's not going to work. But once you've learned it, it can be phenomenally important. And, of course, the second thing is to learn to take care of those things to which you are allergic. And most people who have asthma, which is theoretically the number one use for an inhaler, often have allergies. So sometimes there's desensitization therapy where they either get shots or sublingual drops to become less sensitive to it. And, of course, you want to strengthen your immune system, which means that you take adequate vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin A.
I was thinking about those who might be allergic to mustard or chocolate or cats. Can they desensitize themselves by themselves? Meaning, okay, if they know that they're allergic to mustard, once a week maybe have a tiny, tiny, tiny drop of mustard. And
basically, the best form is some kind of homeopathic. And if you know that you are allergic to a specific item, then I would get into homeopathic. And there are homeopathic things to everything, practically. And if there's not a homeopathic, you can make it. You can have it made. I mean, I just looked up homeopathic mustard. There is a homeopathic mustard.
And I was also thinking about, you know, some people are allergic to cats. We have a friend who has never been over to our farmhouse because she says she's allergic to dogs, and maybe cats.
Well, that one, again, a dog dander, if you will, is what they're allergic to.
Right.
And interestingly, there's a company in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that makes immune-enhancing materials by putting dog dander or horse dander or whatever into a cow's udder before she calves, and then they take out of there the antibodies that the cow's milk has made and concentrate them. And I have had people be able to do that to get over allergies to all kinds of things.
Okay, is there a direction that you'd like to point us in? Do we know that, or do you want to maybe tell us on the other side of the break?
Well, yeah, if there's a break coming, we probably should discuss it after. But there's also the thing that I call the Sodomon approach, which is a much broader desensitization than just to a given product. It sort of strengthens the whole system, and I really do like the Sodomon approach for a lot of things, but especially for severe allergies.
Okay, let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shields is with us, medical doctor, radio broadcaster of well over two decades, author of well over 30 books. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've all heard about allergic reactions, and we're talking about the desensitization. Regarding those allergic reactions. Dr. Shilley, please continue.
Well, in the homeopathic, the Solomon approach to homeopathy, you actually do a whole series of things that are very important. You do the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is how you metabolize sugar, glucose. And there are 10 different steps, major steps in that. Then you go through the keto cycle. And the best known ketone, of course, is CoQ10 or ubiquinone. Then you go through nosode. And a nosode is tissue from a diseased organ that happens to be related to what you're doing. So in this case, it would be something to do with COPD or that one. Then you go through toxins, known things to which one is toxic. Then you take one traditional homeopathic remedy, and then you finally do the organ itself, the plain organ, like in this case would be the lungs. And I have found, you know, it's a little bit complex. You take six different remedies twice a week, but there's a system to it. And I have found it extremely useful for people with rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, very serious autoimmune disease, better than anything conventional medicine has to offer.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, during the break I was looking at some headlines. And
right.
I see a headline about Hillary Clinton that I absolutely agree with. And it's in the front page of the Drudge Report, the largest typeface they have. And here it is, quote, "Hating Hillary, record number dislike." I absolutely agree with that. There's got to be a record number of people who dislike Hillary.
She is, in my opinion, I don't call her bitch of the millennium for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is, at the present time, the most obnoxious woman on the face of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And
she's
then there was another...
worse than the wicked queen in the traditional sense.
Mm-hmm. And then there's another, it's not quite as large of a headline, it's much smaller, but this is another headline I agree with. It says, L.A., like Los Angeles Times poll, Trump 45.3%, Clinton 41.9%. I agree that it's impossible for me to understand how Hillary Clinton could be ahead of Donald Trump. It makes absolutely no sense.
Well,
so
the
I agree
only
that
reason
she,
is theoretically, you know, according to some things ahead, is the media. The media is mm-hmm. as evil as she is.
Mm-hmm. And then there was another headline that talks about a candidate's death could delay or eliminate the presidential election. And it goes on to say that, let me get rid of this ad here, and this next ad. Okay, this is USNews.com. It says the U.S. presidential election could be delayed or scrapped altogether if conspiracy theories become predictive and a candidate dies or drops out before November 8th. And it says, it goes on to say that there's nothing in the Constitution which requires a popular election for the electors serving in the Electoral College, says John Nagel, a law professor at the University of Notre Dame, meaning the body that officially elects a president could convene without the general public voting.
Well, I would think that this would lead to the greatest problem this country's ever had, and almost certainly to civil war.
No disagreement from me.
But I think if Hillary's elected, we've got a better than 50-50 chance of civil war.
Or even greater. Because
right.
That's
the
so
minimum.
Many,
it's 50, yeah, I think it's probably
yes.
closer to 75%.
Mm-hmm. No disagreement. I think, and there are actors and actresses, Barbara Streisand said that if Donald Trump is elected or selected, she will leave the country. Oh, that's great news. That's great news that she would leave. I just can't believe that some of these Hollyweird people are behind Hillary Clinton. What is
oh,
it?
Oh, come on. on now. You're just Vince. Hollywood sucks because the media has made them.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are the The whole media supports bullshit. Excuse me, but I know we're on the air, but there's a place for it.
It's amazing to me that people could be so naive, so ill-informed, so brainwashed, so conned by the media that they would support Hillary. Just listening to her for a minute is enough to turn, it should be enough to turn everybody off. Dr. Shealy, I was looking at grapes yesterday. I happened to be in Springfield and dropped into Sam's Club with the family, and they had this large display of grapes, and they had red grapes and green grapes, different types of grapes. And I bought this multi-pound container of red grapes, and I thought the reason is I would want grapes with more antioxidants, and I believe red have more than green. Is that the case?
Yes. Unfortunately, to some extent. Now, actually, in grapes, I prefer the taste of red grapes or black ones. But in wines, which I don't do much of anyway, I prefer the taste of white wine to red wine.
I agree with you. Me too. I agree. But I chose the red grapes because of the antioxidants. And Dr. Shealy, now I'm looking at food differently. I'm looking at what are the health benefits of making these choices rather than, that would be, I guess I should say, the health benefits are number one on my list. So if
I
look at plums versus nectarines versus pears versus apples, I try to pick the fruits that would have the best benefit for my body or our family's bodies. Endurance, longevity, help fight diseases, improve the immune system, those kinds of things. I avoid colors, you know, artificial colors, and things that are bad. But, you know, the things that are bad for us have been, in my opinion, have been engineered to taste better than the things that might be good for us.
You know, to some extent that's true. But, I mean, you know, you take pomegranates. Now, when I was growing up, my great-grandmother especially had wonderful pomegranate trees. And pomegranates are one of those things that conventionally, without any, you know, genetic modification, have very high antioxidants. But all of the, to some extent, all of the colored fruits, and, you know, and all fruits are colored to some extent, but the stronger the color, the greater the antioxidant capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I was saying, Dr. Shealy, was if you look at some of the candies, these artificially colored candies, artificially colored drinks, there are colors that are not in nature. If you go down the beverage aisle of a supermarket,
that's junk.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about pure old junk.
Right, and we don't buy those things and we don't consume those things So it's that's what I'm talking about. In terms of the colors of the natural colors, I'm in total agreement, and we're very careful what we buy, and we also are careful where it comes from. And so if it doesn't have the country of origin, we don't buy it, because we were concerned for years about apples that come from Washington State because of the Hanford Reservation up there, and we know that the radioactivity is expanding, and we know that it's in the water that is taken up by the plants, and we certainly don't want to increase the radioactive compounds that we're ingesting. So we don't eat Washington State apples, and we don't eat tuna fish from the ocean, and actually we don't eat fish at all because of our concern, and we're concerned about farm-raised fish as well.
Oh, especially, yes. I think farm-raised stuff is junk.
Mm-hmm.
It is pure, poison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, I was reading a post about junk food causing what this post said is an epidemic of mental illness. And it went on to say that the reason is because of the lack of vitamins and minerals in junk food. So while it may look appetizing, those orange cheese balls or those multiple flavored potato chips or Pringles, which is smashed potatoes and who knows what else, and looks like a potato chip, comes in a can. But, you know, with all of the chemicals that are in these junk foods, and then, of course, the absence of vitamins and minerals that we need, we are experiencing more mental illnesses, the inability to cope. And I'm seeing that more and more. People just can't seem to cope with when things go wrong. They don't know what to do. Do you see a link between diet, lack of minerals, lack of vitamins, and the ability to process properly with our minds?
Oh, absolutely. Poison is poison. I mean, just take monosodium glutamate, MSG. That is a brain poison.
Does that elevate blood pressure as well, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I think it's going to be difficult to go to a Chinese restaurant without them automatically adding MSG. I think if you're you'll have to ask for your Chinese meals to be made without MSG, and who knows if they're going to forget or not. Who knows if they're going to forget to leave it out. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we're live between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 Central Time. Dr. Shealy, we have a friend who wears compression stockings, and he doesn't know that I'm talking about this particular issue with you. So I decided to look up compression stockings, and let me read this, please. It says, "What causes swollen feet and legs?" Goes on to say, your feet and legs swell when fluid builds up in the space between the cells of your body. There are many reasons this can happen, some quite serious, and many minor or transient. You should consult your doctor to determine the cause of your swelling, which you may hear referred to as edema. Goes on to say, among the possible causes for swollen feet and legs, serious condition of the kidney, heart, liver, or blood vessels, varicose veins, or inflammation of the veins, phlebitis, trauma such as an ankle sprain, poor diet that's high in salt and carbohydrates, sodium retention, allergic reactions, neuromuscular disorders, birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy, pregnancy, and premenstrual syndrome. So that's what this post says about these stockings. And then it talks about a self-assessment quiz. Do you have any open sores, high blood pressure, headaches, palpitations, swollen hands or wrists, puffy eyes, increased weight? And then it talks about these stockings that can, you know, the compression therapy. Dr. Shealy, then I went on to read about a high blood pressure medicine that many people seem to be taking, and it's known as amlodipine, A-M-L-O-D-I-P-I-N-E. The brand name would be Norvasc. It goes on, and then this other post goes on to say that one of the, one of the complications if you take amlodipine is swelling in your feet or ankles. And I'm wondering, Dr. Shealy, do you think that, people are taking Norvasc or amlodipine for high blood pressure and so forth, and then they're having these symptoms, and they haven't related the symptoms of the swelling, the edema, if you will, these large ankles and calves and so forth, with the side effects or complications of amlodipine?
Well, that's just one of the complications, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely close to 100% is chronic fatigue. And if you're a man, almost 100% have erectile dysfunction, which both of which would be worse than swollen feet. You know, the antihypertensive drugs are among the greatest scams on the face of the earth. Taking three different categories of antihypertensive drug controls blood pressure about 45% of the time, meaning 55% of the time, no help at all, and close to 100% having some kind of complication, whereas we can control hypertension 99.8% of the time without a drug.
Okay, so how do we do it?
Well, of course, we always start with Cayenne Nitro Extreme because it's one thing. It's so simple.
Cayenne Nitro Extreme. Okay.
Works in 70% of people. If that does not work, then we get L-taurine, 5,000 or 6,000 milligrams, Dr. Shealy's Essential, Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula. That works in 90% of those who fail Nitro Extreme with their three products. If that doesn't work, autogenic training, which works in 80% of people, period. So, you know, we've got a 99.78% chance of controlling it safely without drugs.
But you're the only medical doctor who recommends this that I know, Dr. Shealy.
Well, unfortunately, that is true. And that's just one of the bad things in current medicine. The other is coronary bypass surgery, which is even worse.
Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be right back. And we're talking about high blood pressure medicine, amlodipine, or Norvasc, the way you can alternatively treat it with L-taurine, Dr. Shealy's Essentials, Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula, Autogenic Training, and Cayenne Natural Extreme. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.